This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on the TV side on NBC Sports Washington. As always, presented by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame here in the D.C. studios at 1015 Half Street. Joined by Johnny Cake Sawville in Olney.
Happy Football Friday to all. Good morning.
Football Friday to you. And hello. We've got Jason Bishop.
Hello. What's up?
15, 20 yards away from me.
About that.
And the boys behind the glass in the middle. Yeah, Matt from Bit
how
Season.
How was Bit Season yesterday? How long was it?
Another great episode. Hour and 7 minutes.
Any joning on the Bish Bucks? Or?
On Bish Bucks? Yeah. No, actually, no Bish Bucks joning.
Oh, I thought you guys were talking about how I love this studio and I don't like being
here. Oh, we did. Yeah, we did talk about that. It wasn't joning, though. I think it was more of a psychoanalysis.
Yeah.
Just want to be a loner.
You probably nailed it.
You're a social butterfly out of here, but in this station, you're kind of antisocial.
Correct.
We talked about your love of that studio, the Buzz Cave.
Yep,
how you walk, you take the scenic route when you walk out of here, so you don't have to talk to anybody.
Correct. God, you know me too well.
Hold on, is scenic route?
I also do that for another reason. I'll tell you that during the break.
Scenic is
yes.
The key word.
Yes.
Scenic. Now I'm intrigued.
Exactly. Scenic.
Oh,
hey, you'll put it together.
I think I know. I figured it out.
It's not
already.
A tough code to crack.
I'm a sleuth
I will say this: there are certain people I do like to talk
to. Yes, you know what, Jason? You know what Jason likes? He likes the drive.
I know.
I don't like the drive in.
No. You like the drive that's here.
Jason will talk to Carlos downstairs for 5 minutes, but he won't talk to anybody else here.
Well, I mean, I talk to people here during the commercial breaks. I feel like that's all I need to do.
He talks to us enough during the show.
Yeah, I mean, I talked to you for 4 hours. I got to talk to you for...
Yeah, but about sports.
Right.
Doesn't mean anything.
Not about real life.
That's the only thing we really have in common. You and I don't have anything else in common besides the love of sports.
Rich people, Drab.
That's not true.
Isn't that true?
We have Loudoun County in common.
I know, but you don't really like to talk about
dogs.
That.
Dogs.
You both have kids. Yeah. You both have dogs. You're both married.
I know, but it's not like he ever comes to me and goes, hey, what do you think about this? Hey, what... When your kids were young, what did you do? How'd you handle this? He never comes to me.
He doesn't look for guidance.
He doesn't look for advice.
Yeah.
So I talk about Pac-12 sports with you, and that's about it.
You just hype up Jimmy Garoppolo to him all
and
the
Valdez
time.
And Valdez, we just talk about golf and going to Pebble Beach. I mean, there's nothing else to talk about.
You found common ground with those guys.
I mean, we've known each other for 10-plus years. That's all we talk about is sports, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, we're at different stages of life. I mean, I don't know. It's the way.
Yeah, I went to Pebble Beach just to have something in common with Jason.
Right. And you'd love to go back.
Yes, I would.
I'll be going back in September, hopefully.
Going back on the private jet, I'm assuming? Not flying commercial.
Zippy commercial.
No.
I mean, I hope.
Not doing that.
Hopefully it works out.
You're not going to fly like the rest of us peasants when we take to the skies.
Well, I mean, let's be honest.
Hey,
flying commercial is one of the worst experiences in life.
I'm not joning. If I had access to a private jet, I would certainly take advantage of it. I don't roll like that.
I mean, I was on a bunch of websites yesterday trying to book two round trip airfares from here, from Dulles to Milan, because my wife and daughter are going to go over and see my other daughter.
Yeah.
She's in Switzerland, but Milan's the closest international airport to where she is. I mean, you wouldn't believe the prices.
And,
buddies, hold on. All my buddies say, why don't you go? Go see your daughter. I said, because flying economy class over the pond is one of the worst experiences in life. And they go, just buy a first class ticket. I said, do you know what that costs? Take a guess.
That's what I guess. First class, $3,000. The economy class, $1,500.
Yesterday on United, first class across the pond round trip was $5,500.
Oh, wow.
Okay. The business class, or excuse me, the economy, $925.
That's actually not that bad.
So I'm going to drop 925 times two. You do the math for my wife and daughter.
1850.
I'm going to stay at home in Loudoun because I'm a homebody with my dog.
Yes.
Believe me, I want to see my daughter, but I'm not spending $5,000 for a first class ticket, and I'm not going to spend $925 to be butt uncomfortable for 7-8 hours.
Those are the perils of hanging out with rich dudes. Like they'll drop $5,000 on a flight, and they won't bat an eye.
I know.
They won't think twice about it.
Oh, the Thomas C. Mooney's of the world? No, yeah. He wouldn't. He wouldn't care. Wouldn't care at all. Anyway, I'm glad we got that out in the open, Drabby.
Is she in Switzerland right now?
Yeah, she's been there for, what about the 21st? 8 days.
Wow. My daughter doesn't even go back to New York till the 31st.
Ridiculous. Long break. Jason, did you do what I advise you and send your daughter with a big sack of money so she could open up a Swiss bank account in your name?
No, it wasn't a big sack. It was about $80.
Okay.
That's about all I got her.
She going to bring back cheese?
Yeah, all the Swiss hack gift items, chocolate. A Swiss watch.
Yes, all of that.
What else? Probably some Roger Federer merchandise.
Gear, yes.
Yeah. All the Swiss stuff.
Yeah, of course.
I can't think of anything. Oh, like an army knife. Mm-hmm. Swiss army knife.
Yep. It's going to have all of that.
Big item.
So, Cakes, you're kind of bundled up in your home, but you should be nice and toasty.
Well, before the show, I did lug the trash can down to the corner, and it's brisk outside.
It's frigid.
It's chilly. It's very chilly.
You know, every time I walked from the Homewood Suites where we drop our cars off, just down a block, it's kind of windy, winds in my face, and I'm just thinking to myself, it was only a, 45-second walk, and I was just thinking to myself, I can't believe guys play football in this for 4 hours. Colder temps than this.
I thought you were going to say, show some human emotion and say, I can't believe homeless people, have to endure these elements.
No, I wouldn't think about that.
I can't believe guys get paid millions of dollars to play football out here.
I thought you were going to show a softer side.
Look, maybe by the construction site he walked by with all the guys outside.
Yeah, I know. All those guys outside for 8-10 hours.
Just breaking their backs.
He can't stop thinking about football.
I can't. Right. It's too big of a weekend.
Right. You're worried about Patrick Mahomes through it.
I'm just thinking about the Niners and Packers playing in temps 10 to 15 degrees colder than this tomorrow night.
Well, they get those hot benches.
And I know they get paid to do it.
They get the hot benches to sit on.
It's still uncomfortable.
Huge,
it's still not fun.
Thick coats.
I'm starting to think that maybe it's a little over-exaggerated playing in that cold. Don't get me wrong. When you're on the field, it probably sucks. But don't they have, heated coils underneath the grass?
The fields?
Don't they have the heated benches?
It's still
and
cold,
everything?
Bro. I mean, you talk to listen to the players talk about it after games. They said, yeah, man, it was brutal out there. But I think once you're on the field and you're out there tackling guys, the blood starts flowing, but doesn't bother you. But the guys who are sitting on the sideline, no.
Mac Jones looked uncomfortable last week.
Yeah, you see the ball coming out of his hands? I mean, he was throwing ball short, and he wasn't happy out there.
I think this must be Jason's biggest play of the weekend, because he's been playing up this weather angle all week for this
game. Well, he's trying to psych himself out of the possibility of San Francisco winning. But deep down, that's
what
he wants.
He knows the Niners aren't going to win. He knows. He just knows it.
Yes, I do know
that. His heart of hearts. Yeah. He's aware.
But if they do, and I want to come in here on Monday and say, Cakes, Jimmy Garoppolo's pretty good. Because if they win, he's going to have to make some plays.
Listen, if Jimmy Garoppolo goes into Lambeau and somehow outduels Aaron Rodgers, I'll give him all the kudos in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't believe that's physically possible to happen.
I don't think he will either.
Like, I think if the Niners win, they're going to win on the back of their defense and on the strength of their running game. I think Jimmy Garoppolo's contributions would come in a distant third. Well, now, maybe I'm crazy.
They're not going to run for 400 yards against the Packers. He's going to have to make plays if they're going to win.
Yeah,
he's not going to go 6 for 8 for 80 yards like he did the last time they played in the NFC Championship.
In a quarterback duel, high stakes, I'm always going to take Aaron Rodgers
and
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Of course. I mean, everyone on the planet.
How could you not? Yeah, I mean, if you have a quarter of a brain and you've watched football before, you're going to take Aaron Rodgers in this spot.
And I think that Davante Adams will have a big game, and I think they'll win. I don't know if they'll cover. I think they'll win.
I think, like, Davante Adams, like, 5 or 6 last games against the Niners.
He just
piles up the stats.
He does.
Just piles them up.
Well, San Francisco doesn't have that shutdown corner. They need to go get one in the offseason. They don't have one, and Rodgers and Adams will take advantage of that. But it's just a big weekend. I'm sorry. It's just huge.
What time is the Packers-Niners game?
Late, 8:15.
No, that is a late kick.
And that is Sunday night?
No, Richie.
That's Saturday night.
You need to get get on the schedule, the NFL playoff schedule, and know exactly what time the games are.
I just forget. I have to figure out, you know, months ago, actually, the hat, the beanie which Cakes is wearing, we got from the Washington Capitals.
We did, yeah.
We got some sort of package, had the beanies, and had a jersey. We were dubbed, like, Washington Capitals influencers. Mm-hmm. And we were given the opportunity to pick a game to go to. And so I filled it out, and the game is tomorrow night.
You're going to see Ottawa.
Exactly.
Wait a minute. What? You're going to see the
game.
Caps, Ottawa, and miss the playoffs? What?
That's offending one Jason Bishop.
Hold on. You're going to miss the divisional playoff round to go see Caps, Senators.
That's the schedule.
Hey, they need to rebound after last night's loss.
Well, I mean, it's one thing if it's Cap Senators game 2 of a playoff series.
Did you pick a game?
Did I pick a game for
you
what?
You didn't even pick a game as an influencer.
Are they going to play?
Sent you a package.
Are they going to play it in Loudoun County in his backyard?
Yeah, no.
Then probably he hasn't.
Yeah, there's no chance.
Well, it's a chance to take.
I'm certainly not going to miss the playoffs for it.
He picks games every night. I know, but I get to take my daughter. I get to take my son.
Okay.
Go to a game, and it's gratis.
Will you at least record the playoff game so you can watch them?
I probably won't record it.
Yeah, you just look at the stats.
I'll just watch the highlights.
Look at the box scores.
I'll get home and watch, you know, NFL Network.
Mm-hmm.
Watch Aaron Rodgers throw 4 touchdowns against your Niners.
He might. He might. But no, I would never. Look, I love the Caps. And I like going to games once every 6 or 7 years, but I'm not missing the playoffs for it.
I get a little worried about the Caps. So I was looking at the standings, and we kind of alluded this to Lars Eller yesterday. Mm-hmm. And he says he doesn't really pay attention to the standings, but in the Metropolitan Division, they've slipped to 4th place with 53 points, but they have more games than all the teams ahead of them.
It's a little alarming, yeah. Mm.
And if you look overall in the Eastern Conference, I think they're 7th out of, you know, 8 teams getting the playoffs. So now the teams that are below them, there is some distance, but it's not your typical Capitals atop the division, one of the top 3 or 4 seeds.
Tough loss last night, too. I thought they were at least going to eke out a point. But then Dowd takes the late penalty, and the Bruins score with, I think, 45 seconds left in the third period. So they get zippy.
Was that on
zero
a power
points.
Play?
It was on a power play, yeah. Dowd got called for a tripping call in the corner.
And maybe not on VTech, but that's 4 goals allowed. That's not money.
Yeah. It's not great. One was a breakaway. I mean, if guys are on breakaways, I generally just chalk that up to guys just going to score. If there's no
defender
in front of you.
I'm fixated on it. Look,
I know.
They started him 3 straight games, VTech. So they seem to like VTech better than Sammy, and statistically he's better. But if you just look at the goalie stats, goals against average, save percentage, he's not at the top.
Well,
not even close.
I don't know what the Caps' flexibility is in terms of their payroll and if they can go out and get somebody. But before the deadline, which I believe is March 21st, I asked Coach Lav about this, right? And he didn't want to answer it. And I knew he wouldn't. But I got to think that they are going to at least look for a veteran goalie.
I think he did kind of correctly point out, though, the trade deadline in hockey, it's like in late March.
Yeah, just
there's so much time before that that they're probably not fixated on that right
now. Well, I know, but I mean, do you think their goalie situation is going to change in the next month and a half?
Nope.
I mean, they've played 41 games.
Yep.
Hey, right? Jason, here's what you're going to do. While you're watching the playoffs and JP's attending the Caps-Ottawa game,
you
need to bet on the Caps to bounce back. Because the Sens
are terrible,
are awful.
I just looked at their record; they have 10 wins. I think they're 10-22.
They're brutal.
Can watch a game on my phone while I'm there. It's not that hard. I'll follow along.
That's pretty fun
while I'm there.
That's pretty fun to do that.
There are intermissions between periods, Jason.
Yeah, it's pretty fun to watch a playoff game on this.
And then I'll be home by 10. The game will still be going on.
All right,
JP. Just remember the 50-50 raffle is all online now. You can't buy your tickets physically.
Cakes, you can't relate. I've never bought a 50-50 ticket at one of their games.
Well, what does it feel like?
That'll continue.
What does it feel like to be dead inside?
It feels, I'll tell you this, it feels better than spending all that money for how much have you won in 50-50 raffles, Cakes?
Now, I've won nothing,
okay.
But
we're equal.
I've contributed a good chunk of money to charity.
Okay.
So I feel good inside. Right. I feel good in the ticker.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I feel good right
here. I'm sure
here.
That's why you're playing the 50-50.
No, I play it because I'm greedy.
Right.
And I want to win some money. But when I don't win the money, I can at least fall back on, well, it went to charity. Mm-hmm. It's going to like Nats Philanthropies or the Monumental Sports Foundation. So I'm helping people. You're being selfish. I'm helping people. That's all.
Anyway,
why don't you just cut a check, a direct check to those organizations?
I basically am. I pretty much am.
That's because you're gambling. You're trying to win half the money.
Correct.
We're
going
to talk movies at 7 o'clock. Kevin McCarthy's going to join us. John Feinstein, best-selling author at 8. And Matt Verderami, NFL writer for Fansided, joins us as we go around the NFL. Talk more NFL playoffs. All right here on a Football Friday on The Fan, presented by Alarm.com, keeping you connected to what matters most.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. You can join me today in Fredericksburg at Potbelly 4 to 6 for a Still Barking book signing. I'm going to leave my house at 1.
Are you really?
Wow. I think that's a solid choice. I think that's smart.
Wow.
You know what?
You'll
be there early.
7:30. That's a 6.5-hour day.
No, I think I'll get home pretty fast just because last week I drove past Fredericksburg on a Friday night, and there wasn't much traffic. Actually, really no traffic at all heading back to D.C. The traffic is
all
getting
south.
Out of D.C.
Yeah, I get it.
Going up 95.
Look, man, I'm happy to support Still Barking, and I'm more than happy to pop in at like a Gaithersburg.
I appreciate you stopping at the Gaithersburg one.
But I can't see myself heading down to Fredericksburg.
I had someone DM me last night
and
said that he commutes from Spotsylvania to Springfield daily.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then he says Fridays are an absolute S show in the afternoons when traveling through that area.
Both ways. Yeah.
And then he has an alternate route for you.
Ooh, alternate routes.
Because he's very concerned about you being on time for the appearance.
That's very nice of that listener. That's a solid he's doing.
He says he is going to leave at 1. I mean, if he leaves 3 hours before he's got to be there, I think he'll be fine.
I'd consider the alternate route, though.
But don't leave at 245.
I've never gone. No. I don't think I've ever gone on 95 that way and not had problems around the Occoquan.
Yeah, I know. It's a disaster.
It's a given,
especially on a Friday.
Oh, never mind. I'm reading more of it right now. He said he's inviting you over to hang out.
Hey, you can do a book signing at his house.
Yeah, personal book signing.
You'll be locked in his basement.
Yeah, there'll be a personal sex dungeon awaiting you.
Right, in handcuffs.
Sorry, it's long. I'm reading more and more of it.
This offer has taken a weird, dark turn all of a sudden.
It's taken a turn.
It's very nice of him, though.
It is nice.
It is. Appreciate all the listeners. I'll have tons of books.
Matt will be there.
If you haven't bought, you can buy the books there for $25. And we'll have the book signing, and I'm giving away, I think, a $100 gift card there. So, very cool. All right, let's open up the Junkie Sports page.
Drabby's going to bring the
twins
there.
Impress Technology, an SBA-certified hub zone solution provider and Dell Federal partner.
All right, Cakes. So, I didn't watch any of the Caps-Bruins game. We opened up the show talking about them. They lose 4-3 in Boston. In Boston.
Our guy Lars Eller potted a goal last night.
Did he?
In the loss.
I heard that there was, or I read that there was, Bruce Cassidy, the Bruins coach, was not happy about a hit on Brad Marchand by, I believe it was Hathaway. And Marchand's going to be out for a while, I think. Tom Wilson also had a big hit, but Cassidy said he didn't have a problem with that.
It was a legal hit. I mean, the Wilson hit, it looked bad at first at full speed, but when it was broken down, basically frame by frame, you know, Tom Wilson's just... Now, look, he's lived on the edge before. He's had some dirty hits in his past. I can't sit here and say that he hasn't. But last night's was a solid hit. There was no head contact. He's just bigger than the dude he hit. And the dude crumpled. Yeah. It happens. It's going to happen in this sport.
What about the Hathaway on Marchand hit?
I didn't see that hit, but I definitely saw the Wilson hit. But, Marchand was definitely banged up. You could tell the shoulder was bothering him on the bench. He had ice on it on the bench at one point. He was grimacing and, like, you know, trying to massage it back to health, you know, in between shifts. Mm-hmm. He came back for a little bit after the hit, but then I guess he went to the dressing room and didn't come back after that.
I'm a little worried about where the Capitals are. However, I do know they're playing without Oshie, playing without Carlson,
right.
Playing without Mantha. They have a lot of key guys who aren't on the ice.
Yeah.
Orlov sat out last night. He had to serve a one-game suspension. For kneeing some dude. I
thought it was a two-game suspension.
Might be a two-gamer, yeah. He might miss the Ottawa game. He might miss Dmitry.
So what am I going to do?
Six out of eight losses. They have 53 points after 41 games. Like you mentioned, JP, they're fourth in the division right now. But they do get Ottawa tomorrow night, and Ottawa's poopy. They're a big pile of poop.
Yes,
and
they
in the
are.
Division,
you,
the truth
you can't
is,
lose to Ottawa at home, especially after you've lost 6 of 8.
No, you got
in the
bury
division.
Them.
So they're fourth place in the division. Fifth place is 16 points back. It's not like fifth place is close, knocking on the door. So,
Cakes, are you worried about them?
I worry a little bit about the goalie situation. I mean, we're at the halfway point. I'm not ready to press the panic button yet.
Okay, all right.
But if they keep floundering and other teams have less games played and are leapfrogging them in the standings, you know, in about a month and a half, I'll start to get worried.
Now, remind me again what Oshie's injury is. His upper body?
I'd have to look at the injury report. Okay. I don't know it off the top of my head. Probably an upper body injury. It's either upper or lower. it's one of the two.
Thanks for breaking that down for me. But if they lose to Ottawa, I would be considerably more worried.
Well, they better beat Ottawa, because coming in after that, the Vegas Golden Knights.
Yeah.
Who are atop the West right now.
They're pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, college hoops last night, boys. Gonzaga, number one ranked team in the country, beat San Francisco by 16, so Drabby's happy, although he probably didn't watch it. Arizona, number three, they beat Stanford. Purdue lost at Indiana by three, a little rivalry game there, but Purdue's ranked four in the country, and they lost at Indiana. Georgetown lost again. They lost to one of the better teams, certainly the best team in that conference, but one of the better teams in the country. They're ranked 21. Providence beat them by 8.
They don't have a win in the conference.
Yes, they're struggling. Now, was Ewing back for that game last night?
He was.
Night? He was.
Yes.
Okay.
He was coaching.
So they lost that game 83-75. And Memphis lost. I watched a little bit of this game. Memphis lost to SMU at home. Memphis was preseason. I think they were preseason 13. In the top 25, they have a really good roster. He's been a good recruiter over the last 3-4 years. And the college basketball world thought that Penny Hardaway was going to lead this team to certainly the NCAA tournament this year and maybe, you know, a good run in the tournament. They won the NIT last year, but he recruited a couple really good players. He's got a good roster, although he's had some COVID issues with his team and some injuries, and they lost again last night, and the media's been getting on him.
He's a little thin-skinned, isn't he, that Penny Hardaway?
Well, there was one reporter actually asked him, it's kind of ballsy to ask any coach this, have you lost faith in that you can do your job?
Yeah, that's pretty straightforward.
Have you lost faith that you can do your job and lead this team to the NCAA tournament?
Right.
Is basically what he asked him. And Penny was not happy, and this is how he responded.
I think the one thing I can say to this media, because this media gets kind of up sometimes when it comes to me, we don't have our full roster. Y'all know we don't have our full roster. Stop asking me stupid questions about if I feel like I can do something. If I had my roster like they did, then I feel like I can do whatever I want to do. I'm coaching really hard. My boys are playing really hard. I'm not embarrassed about nothing. We have four freshmen starting. Y'all need to act like it. Act like we got 17, 18, and 19-year-olds out here trying to learn how to play against 22, 23, and 24-year-old guys. Come on, man. Stop disrespecting me, bro. Like, don't do that. I work too hard. I work way too hard for that. Y'all write all these articles about me, and all I do is work. We got young kids on the floor. They got young kids on the floor.
Oh, Penny was not happy last night.
That's when you know things are starting to unravel. Well, that's coaches go on rants like that.
It's his fault he's playing 18 and 19-year-olds because
right.
He's the one recruiting five-star one-and-done players.
Yeah, you load up your team with freshmen. You got to play freshmen.
He's failed. Don't protect him, Jason. He's failed.
How did I protect him?
I'm giving you
the facts.
He does context.
He does have a young team. He has had guys hurt and COVID issues like a lot of teams had. I think he's been a pretty good coach considering he never coached before and he came in and won 20 games every single year.
Well, hold on. He hasn't made the NCAA tournament.
Well, I understand that, but he won the NIT last year. That's pretty good with a very young
terrible.
Team.
That's terrible. Nobody cares if you win the NIT. George Washington
with
does.
All freshmen? I mean, come on. With all freshmen?
That's how he builds his teams. Though.
Well, I understand he's got to coach him up, but look, I'm not defending him. I don't know much about his coaching ability. I think it's funny how he reacts that way. But if that was Gonzaga's coach, you would be defending him.
I saw a story this week that Rasheed Wallace was on his staff. Was Rasheed part of his staff and then stepped down?
I don't know.
You'd have
to
look that up. I don't know.
No idea. NBA stars make below average coaches. Chris Mullen failed in college.
I'm not going to disagree with that.
Patrick Ewing's failing. You can say Juwan Howard, but Michigan sucks again.
Yeah.
I just think it's funny when guys react that way. That made me laugh. That audio clip made me laugh.
Yeah, that relentless Memphis media.
Yeah. I don't know. They must be relentless when they're asking you if you've lost faith in how you can do your job. He's going to take it personal.
It looks like Wallace was an assistant and has stepped down to work remotely.
Oh, really? Silly, work remotely.
He's pulling the cakes. He's working from his office.
Maybe he realized that Penny can't coach, and he's out. Here's another story from college hoops. This is interesting. So Kevin Ollie, who was the head basketball coach at UConn for about 6 years, won a national championship there. Wasn't an NBA star, but he obviously could coach and won
a
championship.
Journeyman, yeah.
Played a long time in the league, too. Played for a million teams. But he was fired in 2018. Remember, he took over for Calhoun. And he was fired in 2018. And UConn said he was fired for just cause. I don't know if they ever actually said why he was fired. But
from winning a national championship to pretty mediocre pretty quickly?
You'd have to go look at the records. He was 32-8 in his second year, I think, or his third year. But anyway, so he was fired. Maybe there were some recruiting issues. He took it to an arbitrator. The arbiter said that he was fired unjustly.
Well, he's getting paid.
And rewarded him $11.157 million.
That is a nice award.
$11,157,000. He's got to get paid the next 10 business days. Now, I don't know if UConn can appeal that. I guess they can. But the arbiter was investigating this for 33 days. He talked to 33 witnesses, and he decided that UConn unjustly fired Kevin Ollie.
Which award is better, $11.15 million or this award I got from CBS Radio for 20 years of service?
Mm. What did you get?
Which is better?
Oh, you got a nice thank you letter. I can't believe you have that.
From
this tells me you are a hoarder.
Andre Fernandez, who I think was the CEO of CBS Radio for literally 7.5 minutes.
That's so funny.
I remember. Why have you kept that?
It's a major award. That's why.
By the way, Jason, this is why Kevin Ollie was fired. And there may have been NCAA problems because the record in the last two seasons vacated. So he wins the national championship 2013-2014. NIT the next year, NCAA second round the year after. Then 16-17 and 14-18, both records vacated.
Yeah, well, but he wasn't fired because of the records. He was fired because UConn felt like he was doing something unjust.
Well, I'm just saying, sub-500 at UConn 2 years in a row.
Well, you can fire a guy because he's not doing the job, but that's not what they said. They didn't want to pay him. So they obviously had something on him, and Ollie
apparently
said you're wrong.
There were summer pickup games that should have counted toward allowable team activities, a video coordinator engaging in impermissible coaching instruction, and a booster providing extra benefits to student
athletes. Yeah, that's what it is. But if you get popped for just like running extra practices and you're not really cheating, I mean, what a loser you are. Like, if you're going to cheat, go all out and cheat.
Well,
just pay everybody.
Well, maybe he did. He just
it
got
seems
away
like
with
it cakes. It also says here, and I'm just looking at the Wikipedia, the extra benefits were provided by a private trainer.
Right.
It included training, lodging, meals, and transportation.
There, now you're showing me you're trying. by cheating hardcore. Don't run extra practices.
All right, real quick, cakes. What did I say yesterday about certain NBA teams?
They just don't show up.
And who took off last night?
Don't know.
The Golden State Warriors took
the
night
Warriors
off.
Did.
The Pacers came in there and beat them in OT. The Pacers were missing 1, 2, 3, 4 of their top scorers.
I think the Warriors were laying like 11.5 in that game, too.
Of course they were. They were minus 700 on the ML. What did Jason Bishop do?
He took the Warriors.
I parlayed the Warriors with three other college teams, and I think a hockey game, and I won 4 out of the 5. Which game did I lose? The Golden State Warriors.
Do you ever bet dogs? Ever?
Yeah, I do bet dogs. In fact, I bet some dogs last night in college hoops. But you know what the overall result was? Because the Warriors took the night off. The Pacers had 4 of their top scorers out, and they lost 121-170.
You won't send a complaint email to Steph and Draymond.
No, Steph did his job. He had 40.
Steph showed up.
I blame Steve Kerr.
Right. Blame him.
So there you go.
Keep laying 11.5 with the Warriors. Terrible idea.
No, I wasn't late. I just needed them to win. They just needed to win by one, not 12.
You just needed a dub.
Yes, of course.
I was just trying to see who led the way in scoring for
Duarte.
Yeah.
He had 30.
Wasn't even Sabonis.
No, Sabonis wasn't there. Sabonis was on the bench.
I think Duarte's on my 8th place fantasy team. I'm sized.
Coming up at 7 o'clock.
He was probably
o'clock.
On the bench last night for you.
Coming up at 7 o'clock, we will shift gears and talk movies. Kevin McCarthy, entertainment reporter for Fox 5, joins us here on The Fan. Welcome back. Chunky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. We should mention Meatloaf, the rock singer, passed away at the age of 74 yesterday.
That's correct.
I'm not a music aficionado. I know Meatloaf had a couple of big smashes.
Well, is this Paradise by the Dashboard Light?
No, this is I Would Do Anything for Love, but I won't do that.
Well, let me just say this. Paradise by the Dashboard Light, that was a college go-to at our spot in Towson.
Uh-huh.
Poor Richards.
Uh-huh.
Thursday night, $10 all-you-can-drink, just get blind, hammered night.
Poor Richard sounds like such a dive. I think I went there once.
It was a dive.
With you guys.
Look, every college bar, every college town has a few dive bars.
Sure.
Where it's cheap booze, cheap beer. And when they fired this up at around, the DJ would play this at like 1 in the morning. Everybody's hammered. Everybody's singing at the top of their lungs. It was like a Thursday night Towson tradition for your pal over here.
8 minute and, song.
And a bunch of his buddies.
I was never a Meatloaf guy either. And by the way, the song that he wrote, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. He clearly wasn't talking about Moneyline Parlays.
Right. He clearly was not.
Cakes, wasn't this song about like having sex in a car?
100%. Yeah, I mean, it's just like, I mean, who didn't make out with a chick in their car at some point? And try to take care of the business, and that's what the song's all about.
Like, don't they? It has like a play-by-play baseball call in it about like rounding third and going
right,
home.
Of course, right? Yes. So yeah, when I saw that news when I woke up this morning, it just instantly brought me back to, you know, like early '90s drinking weights, binge drinking, like height. The height of my binge drinking was probably when I was like 20, 21.
Of course.
Obviously. And yeah, that song like crystallizes like a year and a half or 2 years that I spent at Towson. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Hey, when you met your beautiful bride at Towson, were you hammered?
I was not hammered.
One of the rare times you weren't hammered.
We were set up on a blind date.
Oh, okay.
So I can't just show. I can't show up hammered.
Okay.
I might have gotten hammered later that night, but
you probably had a couple to take the edge off.
At some point I did, but not when we initially met.
I thought maybe you met like at a bar. Met her.
No,
Paul Richards.
No. She was not a big bar type. She wasn't a big bar fly like your buddy Cakes over here. I was no stranger to the bars.
So Michael Lee Adai passes at the age of, I think he was 74.
74. By the way, he sold, now we may sleep on his catalog, he sold 100 million albums. Mm. I mean, that is a ridiculous amount of albums. Now, I know that album sales are a thing of the past, and it's for dinosaurs. I get it.
The Valdez household had the cassette.
But think about that. 100 million albums. And I think Bat Out of Hell is still like a top 10 selling album of all time. So
that's crazy.
The guy made a huge musical impact. I mean, even if you don't know much about him or you don't appreciate his work was bought by a lot of people. Millions.
How does he have one of the top 10 most selling albums of all time?
It's kind of mystifying.
I can tell you one of his songs before this morning.
But again, like, I think he just had longevity on the charts. Like, he just stayed on the charts for a long time.
No, but the Paradise by the Dashboard Light, which Cakes loves, 2 out of 3 ain't bad, and I'd do anything for love, but I won't do that.
He had some massive
three
hits.
Smash holes.
He had some massive hits that propelled him, obviously, to 100 million album sales. So kudos to him, man. That's a good life, a great career. I mean, it sucks he got cut short at 74.
Yeah.
Stinks to check out at 74, but yeah.
And by the way, he was nicknamed Meatloaf. He was actually originally Meat because his dad said he was as red as raw meat when he came out of the womb.
Well, I would
and
say
his high school football coach, he played football in high school, I believe, added the loaf to the meat, so that's how it became Meatloaf.
I think Meatloaf is a better nickname
than meat.
Yeah,
I agree.
Who had the nickname Meat? It's striking a chord with me, like in a movie or something.
Now this is old school too. I believe in Porky's, one of the guys' names was Meat, like the biggest dude of the bunch. His nickname was Meat.
Gotcha.
And I'm doing Porky's references now. You know what? Call the funeral home, get my wake ready, just order the flowers, do it all. Talking about Porky's. What a horrible movie. What a horrible 80s movie that was.
Yeah, but those were Porky's, and there were a bunch of movies in that era when we were like 12, 13, 14 years old.
They're titillating.
Exactly. It's the exact word I was going to use.
Yep. We were just trying to see
a lot of hot chicks that flash their boobs in those movies.
We were trying to see any form of nudity that we could get our hands on. at that
times
point.
Have changed. Now kids can just Google.
Yeah, it's
absurd.
Everything's accessible.
But Drabby, you're right. I don't know how that was so popular because I didn't like any of those songs. None of them.
Me either.
I mean, I've heard them a billion times, but I would never want to listen to those songs. If they came on the radio, okay, I'd get through it, but I would never. I certainly didn't buy any of it.
Look, I'm not the biggest Meatloaf fan either, but I'm telling you, after you've consumed pitchers upon pitchers of cheap beer for 3+ hours, and that song comes on, it's a raucous scene in the bar.
It is, but everyone's just hammered and being stupid.
Correct.
You could play anything.
You're probably correct.
I'll tell you this. I'll tell you what's better than Meatloaf. Listen to me. Actual Meatloaf. There you go.
No,
Meatloaf. Overrated.
It's okay.
Oh, no, it's good.
It's fine.
Put a little ketchup on it. Mashed potatoes.
Look, meatloaf is okay. And I've eaten it before, but all meatloaf is scrunched together hamburger with maybe some onions and ketchup on it.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. But let's not act like you're eating prime rib or something silly like a New York strip.
Well, I didn't say prime rib also better than meatloaf. I'm just saying meatloaf is better than meatloaf.
Jakes, will you have Amy make you meatloaf for dinner tonight and listen to Bad Out of Hell?
That's a great way to eulogize.
That is such a proper tribute to meatloaf. Mm-hmm. I should do that, but she's not a big meatloaf fan, and my kids would take meatloaf and punt it out into the street. Now, they're not the pickiest of eaters, but I know that they would turn their nose up at meatloaf.
How many of the kids are currently there? You have one high school senior. So he's home.
And
you have one in medical school and one at the University of Maryland. So Friday night, I'm guessing it's just three of you.
No, it's actually four because Juliet goes back to College Park tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
So there's four of us.
Gotcha.
I would eat the meatloaf. Everybody else would throw it into a bag and put it out for the trash.
What kind of size for tonight? Now, I have to wait until I get back, and Jess has some incredible friends. Her mom passed away unexpectedly last week, and they started up this meal train thing. And tonight, I don't know who volunteered, but every day food comes in. Sometimes it's like homemade. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's from a vendor. And I saw on the meal train like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Friday night, Uncle Julio's.
Oh, beautiful. That's fantastic. I mean,
I don't want
anybody to pass away, but no. I'd be butt-sized to be on a meal train. Have somebody just drop off random food in my house.
I got to tell you, I mean, meal trains, we've all had them before, but I'd rather a restaurant cook the food than someone cook it in their kitchen.
Of course.
That's just the way I work. I don't get sized to eat someone else's food.
You don't like somebody else's homemade silliness?
I just don't.
I had some homemade silly last night. It was pretty good. Some chicken and couscous.
I'm just telling you, I don't love it.
Does it always bring you back to Robert the Angry Mailman's lasagna?
Well, I mean, I would.
It only brings you back there.
You couldn't pay me to eat that.
Yeah. I don't think I ever ate it. I saw it a few times.
I think I was the only junkie to have it.
Yeah, you're the only soul brave enough to venture.
Poor Robert.
I just can't remember the last time I went to a friend's house or a family member's house. Well, Thanksgiving, obviously, but to go and have dinner. At their house. If we go
out,
we've been in
a pandemic, Ricky.
Pandemic doesn't matter. You can still go somewhere and eat. What are you talking about?
Well, I'm just saying it hasn't been as frequent the last 2 years.
Okay, 4 years ago, 5 years ago. It's been a long time. I don't like to go to someone's house and eat dinner.
Right. You know where I'm sliced to eat my dinner?
Has nothing to do with the pandemic.
Sliced to eat my dinner right here. Well, not right here, not in the office, out there. Here at my house, Mikasa. Not going anywhere. I'm a full-on hermit.
All right, coming up next, we will talk a little entertainment, talk some movies. Kevin McCarthy, Fox 5 entertainment reporter, joins us here on The Junkies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.